before beginnings, before dimensions, before systems, there was imagination. And she poised over chaos, and her first breath shifted the shadows. Everything that was flat was filled. Everything that was still moved. Everything that was dull brightened. She is the breath of God. And she whispered over the waters of chaos and caused patterns and beauty and sound and texture and smell and light. She caused growth and tectonics and movement and time and colour. Her handprints are smudged over everything. She is the spirit, the energy, the activity, the imagination of God, and this is her day. It is Pentecost. Hello, I'm Roddy Hamilton, the minister of New Kilpatrick Parish, and thank you for the time you always make for us to be together like this, especially in this season, this new season of Pentecost. Today we offer a thinner service perhaps, but hopefully deeper in the poetry and language we use that we trust provokes new images and imagination, which is the stuff of spirit. So come along into the story of Pentecost and all that the spirit is, that energy of God that provokes and encourages us all to be in community. Let us worship.
Holy Spirit, come among us with your imagination and vitality. May you bring energy to animate and enliven us. May you bring vision to pester and renew us. May you bring song to move and encourage us. Holy Spirit, may you bring unity to nudge and reshape us. May you bring peace to prod and counsel us. May you bring silence to interrupt and persuade us. May you bring imagination to colour and quicken us. Holy Spirit, may you bring justice to provoke and correct us. Inspire and bother us into new life. Hear us as we share the global prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen.
The disciples were still in the upper room. It had been weeks now since Passover. It was now the Feast of Shavuot, a harvest festival, and they had hardly been over the door. They were frightened, unsure what to do, when suddenly, without warning, they all heard a wind whip up like a gale. Without warning, people in the market square were tightening their cloaks, holding their scarves, hanging on to their children. No one was prepared. No one knew where the wind came from. But it wasn't just outside, it was inside too. What was happening? And then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread among them. When they looked at each other, it was like a tongue of flame dancing among them. Their eyes were wide open, unsure of what was happening. And when they opened their mouths to speak, it was a different language that came out. Membantu, Apua, Edimwa. There were many Jews in the city at this time, all there for the harvest festival. They'd come from many parts of the world. And when they heard the sound, they came running because they recognised their own mother tongue being spoken. But aren't these folk from Galilee? How can they make sense of our languages? It doesn't make sense. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Libya, Egypt, Crete, Greece, Rome. They're speaking our tongue and speaking of what God is doing. Their heads were spinning. No one could make head nor tail of any of it. Everyone was confused. Then Peter stood up among them and said, "Don't be surprised. This was written about long ago. God said this would happen. I will pour out my spirit on all people, but I'll do the opposite of what you'd expect. Your young ones will prophesy, not your old folk. And your old folk will be the dreamers, not your young ones." What a day! Repent and be baptized. And many hundreds were added to their number. Here's a reflection used at the midweek service. It began. Beginning is a creative moment, a decision to do. And the one who is doing is the midwife, the muse, the spirit that billows across the deep, like a ballet dancer, learning her steps, hesitating at first, one step in front of another, slowly, cautiously, then building in confidence until the pirouettes just keep going, spinning round and round in the dark, and everywhere her heel lands, a golden spark of light, a flash of hope, lights the shadows that are moving, shifting into patterns, each spark an encouragement to become something, until one great leap into the air, spinning and twisting through the nothingness, through the silence, as God holds almighty breath, watching and wondering and exploding with laughter and joy as she lands. An almighty bounce, and shards of light spill from her footprint, catching the shadow's midpoint, sending colour cascading into them, overflowing with brightness, which catches hold, and the universe sparkles like new light. The spirit stumbles and falls, sliding across the chaos like a pinball bouncing into unformed stuff, laughing all the way. And every time she touches something, it is a Midas touch, and it becomes something. It takes form, shape, dimension, and the chaos becomes cosmos. And God laughs. And in that moment and creativity, the spirit plays. It's like a breath of fresh air, and she is exactly that. Over time, some say days, others eons, she and God sing creation into being, giving voice, and then form to every imagining, deciding the shape of leaves, chiseling fjords, chasing the right shades of yellow for the sun, arguing over how much of the moon should be seen, painting aurora borealis, stretching legs and ears and necks and bodies and horns and tails and antlers and hair and manes and tongues and fins, for every animal imagined, until at last they sit down with an almighty thud on the ground, and the spirit lies, rests against God, muse and love, wisdom and joy, resting on each other. And the almighty is drawing in the earth and scoops it up and holds it, staring, wondering at some spark of an idea, one last moment of creation. And before the divine love can shape a creature, the spirit sighs, a great sigh, not a tired, exhausted, uninterested sigh, but one filled with breath and life. And the gloop of mud the Almighty holds catches the sigh, the breath. And before them both a shape grows, arms stretch, eyes open, legs move, a heart begins to beat, the lungs are filled, and human is created. And now all three sit back, back to back with each other. And before the brand new sun could slip into sunset mode, they are asleep, sound asleep. And together dream a new creation of patriarchs and journeys, prophets and words, priests and temples, judges and rulers, kings and shepherds, giants and salt pillars, seas splitting open, stone tablets chiseled, freedom and exile, stars and sand grains, dens of lions and furnaces red hot, of babies born under moving stars, of wise ones and shepherds, of parables and teaching, of feasts and famines, of 5,000 and upper rooms, of crosses and tombs, of dawn and gardeners, of Emmaus tables and beachside barbecues, and of the day the disciples are finally forced from their upper room because of a great wind, of fire and light, of Babel and chaos, of confusion and hearing, of a renewing of everything, a rebirth, a recreation, a restart. When creation is stirred again on this day of Pentecost, and the spirit, the muse, the imagination, the energy, the activity, the colour, the vitality, the potency, the zing, the zest of God dances once more and brings to life and shapes, this time, a living, breathing, animated church. Thank you for your company today and allowing us to be your company today in this Pentecost service. Apologies for all the planes taking off. There's been a lot of them today. Difficult to find a moment's pause between all the flights to record the service. So I've done this a few times, but eventually gave up and just decided that, well, the planes can just be the noise of the spirit in Pentecost, that first Pentecost. Lots of things happening at the moment, as you can always guess, since there always are things happening at the moment. And you can read the bulletin, which you'll find on the website at nkchurch.org.uk, where you can download all the information, the diary of the activities that are happening for our anniversary. We've got a garden party coming up in a couple of weeks' time, the beginning of June. Hopefully the weather is like it is today, and we can be out and just bring your own picnic, bring your own seat. But we'll provide games and we'll provide punch and we'll provide various other activities just to keep us all occupied and create community straight after the service on the 2nd of June. And various other things coming up as well, but do read your bulletin or go onto the website to find the information there. So thank you for just being the community you are and for creating the shape of Eucopatric as it is at the moment. So thank you for that life that we all bring in different ways to the community. So let's gather together in our prayers for others. Let's pray with another plane just about to take off.
Holy Spirit, move us, please, towards peace, towards hope, towards each other. Take our hands and lead us towards community, towards our neighbours, towards the kingdom. Take our hands and open them to share and welcome and comfort. Take our hands and cup them that we might hold light, hold hope, hold the gift of life for each other. Take our hands that we might pass the peace, pass the possibility, pass the friendship we all need in the world. Take our hands and spread them wide, that we might comfort each other, hold each other in need, give ourselves to each other. Take our hands and join them in a circle, in a community, round our world. Holy Spirit, set us free to renew the world and each other. So be it. Amen.
Go in peace and be the Spirit's partners in imagination and creativity, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the common life of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.